Free Brooklyn.
Hey folks, you're listening to Sketching a Song with Drew and John. And I'm Drew, my co-host John.
And I'm John McCormick. How are you doing today?
Hello. Nice to see you. This one is the one that needs to be it. So Sketching a Song is, each month we focus on one Brooklyn-based songwriter that performs at Unit J. What is Unit J?
I'm glad you asked, Drew. Unit J is a collective art space. It's a space where we live. It's a space where we do live shows. It's a space where we record, and we also shoot content. We've been living there for about 4 years, and the idea of this show is to once a month showcase some of the artists that have been around in our space. And so what the plan is to bring to you live recordings of people that have performed for different shows, and also get to know their music, and hopefully you'll enjoy their music as much as we do.
I like it. And for those of you guys that are just tuning in, my name is Drew Cutler. I'm a musician, songwriter, a composer, and I'm going to be helping you look at the music perhaps from a little bit deeper level, like what makes these songs awesome. What about you, John?
I'm also a performer. Me and Drew, we've been working on this project for a while, and we've been at our space down at the dead end of Knickerbocker and Irving.
Way out there.
For quite a while. And we've put a lot of work into creating a space that is ready to get some content out there for people. And I think we've got some exciting stuff. And we're looking forward to sharing it with you.
I want to just quickly break down, you know, how this is going to work. So we are going to listen to a tune that was recorded at our space. And during the first listening, we're going to just ask some high-level questions. Kind of, how does the song make you feel? You know, what's the story of the song? You know, what emotions come to mind? And then during the second listening, we're going to try to dig a little bit deeper and say, okay, what is really making this song tick?
Yeah, the first guy we're going to kick it off with is a guy named B.R. Mackey.
B.R.
This is somebody that we've met recently, and he's played for us a couple times now, including last week at the Northside Festival at a House of Yes show that we did that went very, very well. He's a big guy with a big personality. He fit right in musically when he came in and played for us, and we're really, really looking forward to taking a look into his stuff here. I think probably the best way to get to know him is to just listen to a conversation I got to have with him before he performed for the first time for us. Let's let you get to know BR in his own words.
Yep, let's do that now.
Unit J, BR. We got BR Mackey here. You're from Australia, yes?
Yes.
Where in Australia?
Melbourne.
Melbourne. And you moved here?
3 years ago?
To NYC 3 years
Five
ago?
5 minutes, right on.
Yeah? How are you finding it?
I love it. Yeah. It's awesome. It's got a similar vibe to Melbourne, just, you know, times 1,000.
Yeah, right? And, like, just fast as hell.
Yeah.
You've been playing For how long? How long as a solo artist?
Solo, only since I came over here. And it started out of just necessity because I had bands back in Australia, but obviously when I moved, they didn't come with me. So I just started doing my own thing. And yeah, loved the freedom of being able to play by myself. So, you know, didn't have to worry about booking shows, waiting, having to book other guys, rehearsals and stuff. Just I could do it all on my own time. That was basically the main reason behind it.
But on your stuff online, you've got some other sounds too, other than just the guitar.
I recorded an album. I recorded an album over here of all the stuff I'd written since I moved across. I started it about a year ago now, and it's fine. It's finished. And I'm going to release it in May.
What's it called?
First of May. In Folkadelic Country.
In Folkadelic Country.
Yes.
So we got to get that album. I haven't seen information on that yet.
No, it's pretty quiet at the moment.
This is breaking news.
Probably the tracks that you heard, a couple of the tracks would have been...
Beachcomber?
Yeah, Beachcomber's just a demo that I've got up there. But that's actually a newer song after the album. I just recorded that as a little thing for CMJ last year. It's just like a live take through a reel-to-reel machine. But the... other stuff that I don't know if there's much else. I don't know much else up on.
There's another song called In the Dark.
So that's on the album.
Okay, cool.
It's it's I guess the single. I don't know. It's the one I decided to release first, and then I've got. But it's so the album is a full band thing, but it's just me playing everything. A mate back in Australia playing a little bit of bass and some pedal steel and a bit of stuff.
And do you do this at home? Do you go to the studio?
Yeah, no, at home. I've got a home studio. I studied sound design, so I...
That helps.
So I've just kind of slowly, as I came over here, when I did that album, when I started, I had no equipment. So it was basically just an acoustic guitar, and I was going to do a Nebraska kind of Bruce Springsteen kind of thing. Then, you know, I slowly built equipment and added things, and then got a drum kit and messed around with that and annoyed the hell out of the neighbors.
That's what the drums do, right? I wanted to ask you about Beachcomber, though, because I really dig that song. It's got a sweet sound to it. When you do those yelps... It kind of sounds like a coyote.
So that's kind of probably the stuff I'll be playing tonight is newer stuff mainly. I'm playing a couple of songs off the album.
What are you playing tonight for us?
I've got five tracks, but we'll see how much time if I can fit them all in. But I'm playing Beachcomber. I'll play a couple of tracks off the album, Not in the Dark, because it's got quite a bit of looping. And I do some looping in some songs, but it's good, but... when I heard it was being recorded, it can sometimes be way too loose. So I'm like, I think I'll leave that one for another time. But a song called View From My Window, which is on the album, and another one, Low Down Feeling, which is probably one of the more energetic ones on the album. And then a few new tracks as well, which are only live tracks at the moment. Yeah.
Well, we're excited to hear them. They're going to be recorded tonight, though.
Yeah.
So you'll be...
the first time that they'll be probably recorded. Yeah. Other than Beachcomber, the rest of them are they're all pretty new. They're like a couple of months old. We'll
I have a note here, and I'm trying to remember what it is. I'm going to ask you, because you probably know. I have a note of Triple J and Unearthed.
Triple J is a big Australian radio station, like the big alternative kind of station. So their Unearthed competition is like it started off, they'd do one a year, and it would be like they'd pick a band that would become Unearthed, and they'd basically be an unknown band. Everyone would send their demos and stuff in, and they'd pick a band from it. And then it picked up so much steam that it became like a whole separate radio station, like just a digital station. And then they'd have competitions kind of like every 3 or 4 months or something like that. And so one of them for songwriting, my band won, which was pretty cool. The Polites, with my band at the time. I was the lead guitarist in it. There was another guy, singer, but we all co-wrote the songs and everything. But yeah, that was awesome. We ended up getting to do a bunch of tours and stuff around and... play with some pretty big Australian bands. And
have you gone back since you moved to NYC?
Yeah, once. And I played a show when I was back there. I was back for a couple of weeks, but some mates were putting on a show, so I was like, you want to jump?
How long ago was
that? Start of last year. So I haven't been back since. So pretty much nobody's heard any of my new stuff, really, except for the guy that played on it. And I was just sending, when I was recording stuff, I was just sending him stems of stuff and saying, hey, you want to... because we played together in band since we were like 13 years old, so
really?
It's kind of like we've got this thing where he just knows. I don't have to say to him, I want this.
I just give him
the song, and he just does exactly what I imagine he would do. So he was doing some pedal steel and a bit of organ and a bit of bass. So I just send him stuff and go, do you want to try something out on this? And he'd send it back, and I'd be like, that's exactly what I thought it would be. Good.
It's good when you can vibe with somebody right? You don't have to.
I'm sort of hoping to find that over here. I've met a bunch of musicians that I play shows with a lot and that I get along with really well. But I guess I haven't really sat down and had like a proper jam with anyone to kind of see
if it glues gels.
Like that. Yeah, I've been too focused on doing the solo thing, but you know, once the album comes out, eventually I'll want to put a band together and.
Well, you'll meet some musicians tonight.
Yeah. This is a pretty sweet place for it, man. This is an awesome venue.
This is your first time here, yes?
Yeah.
No, we're excited to have you, man. It's fun, and hopefully we'll have some really good stuff tonight. I'm excited to hear it. You've got a couple shows coming up. I'm just going to list these so we have them. You've got coming Pete's Candy Store on April 5th.
Yeah, next week.
Rockwood Music Hall on April 12th.
Yeah.
You've got Pianos coming up on April 27th.
26th now, actually. They moved it.
All right. 26th. And then you're going to the Canadian Music Week, right?
Yeah. So
what's that
cool.
about? Talk
that's,
to me about that.
It's, I guess, kind of like Toronto's version of CMJ Music Marathon.
Yeah, I've not been to Canada, but I've heard great things about
it. Yeah, well, Toronto, I mean, I just kind of looked into it and was like, I'd love to play that. Got offered the slot and then sort of looked into it since then. Toronto's got a really sweet music scene.
That's awesome, man. I'm going to let you go, but we got one throw-off question that's for everybody tonight.
Yes.
So you play guitar.
Yep.
Other instruments you play?
Yeah, a few. Well, I mean, I played everything on the album, but pretty much.
Right.
Banjo and mandolin and drums and bass and keys, whatever, I don't know. But none of them really well, but I play, you know, I play them. But
all right, you got to pick one instrument that you can't play
that
you wish you could play, and why?
That would have to be pedal steel, because it's just the most beautiful sounding instrument ever. And, like, the guys that play it have, like, they've got to do, it's like driving a truck or something. They've got to like do things with their knees and at the same time that they're like doing, it's just, it looks just
all
really complicated.
Music.
Yeah. I had a guy that used to play really well back in Melbourne, just to do a teacher actually that I used to know that was saying it's one of those instruments that it takes 10 years until you can just sort of like play it okay.
Do anything. Huh?
Yeah. So he's like, oh no, I'm really bad. I'm new at it. And it's like, how long have you been playing for? 15 years. It's like, Jesus. It's one of those kind of instruments. So. Someday when I'm an old man, I'll, and I'm bored and tired or something like that, I'll like learn how to play the pedal steel, and it'll be awesome. But.
Nice, man. Pedal steel. I dig it. BR Mackey, thanks for hanging out with me,
thanks
man.
Thanks a lot, man.
Well, welcome to Unit.
Awesome. What was it like chatting with him?
BR is a good guy. I forgot to mention that was an earlier interview, so those dates on there were from April, which have clearly passed. But he's a really fun guy. Like I said, he's got a big personality. He really is a lot of fun to talk to, and he's even more fun to listen to.
So we're going to jump right in, now that you have an idea of who BR is.
Hang on, I want to ask you, though. He said he likes to play the steel.
Yeah, pedal steel.
The pedal steel.
Yeah.
Have you ever played that?
Well, if anyone out there doesn't know what a pedal steel is, I mean, this is that instrument that kind of sounds like a guitar, but you actually are sitting down when you play it, you know, and the strings go...
Right.
It's almost like a mixture of guitar and piano, and I have not played one. I am not good at it. And he's definitely right that it's really complicated because you do have to play with your knees and both of your hands. So it's not something that...
I think you should try it, too.
I would like to. You know what I heard, John, is that it's one of those instruments that's kind of like violin in which... If you don't play it well, it's just really bad.
Awful to listen to.
Like, it's just hideous, you know.
So it's a hobby to take up, like you said, over a period of time.
Yeah, I'll start now. By the time I'm 46, I'll be able to play Star Spangled Banner.
Well, luckily he plays the instruments that he does play very well. Let's listen to him.
Yeah, we're going to listen now to a tune by BR Mackey, and some food for thought here. This was recorded live at Unit J at our house here, and it's called View From My Window. And as you guys check this one out, I just want you to be thinking, you know, how does this song make you feel? What's the story about? And we're going to dissect it a little further.
I can tell you, Ottawa, it's not a nice place to be stuck for a long period of time. It's a nice city, but it's pretty boring. So this is what happens when you're there for too long, stuck in a snowstorm. Ontario nights, how they pass me by so slow. View from my window tales of a ghost town under snow. Down in the valley, blazed by the moon, follow the bloodline through the past.
through this life like a ship without a mast. Perched like a tree on the way, two lovers seem to twine. Reckless desires always bleed into mine. In a truck stop diner, drunk on that breeze. Miles away, last sleepless in New York. Jew and I remain bound like the pages of a book. There's a magic in this so tame. Solid guiding force as I drive the final nail into the coffin of my remorse. Perched like a gene on the way, to reckless desires always bleed into mine. In a truck stop diner, drunk on that reason way.
I really like that song, BR. It's actually called View From My Window, right?
It's a beautiful song.
One of the things, and let's chat about this a little bit, and then you're going to take us in depth a little bit, but one of my favorite feelings about that song is the coming and going at the same time.
Right, right, right.
And his hook is really, really nice. The truck stop diner drunk on the reason why.
Right, right. There's some really beautiful and powerful imagery in the tune, but I mean, I just want to ask you, high level, I mean, how does it make you feel? Like, what kind of, what, some, even, you know, just one word, you know, what does the song make you feel?
It makes me feel lonely.
Me too.
And, but at the same time, it's comforting. And this is, we're going to really explore this in BR's music, which he does really well, is that really warm, nice feeling.
Yeah,
guitar. But it's also completely hollow inside. It's like he creates this little ball of comfort, but then inside it's just gut wrenching. Some of the things that stood out to me as we listened to it that time, and we've talked about it a lot. But one particular image that he had in that first verse is the ghost town under snow.
Wow,
which I really loved. And if, like we learned in the interview, him being from Melbourne. It's funny that somebody from such a place like that, so warm, very, very, very warm, and to be sitting in Ontario, it must be mind-bending, you know, because that's not at all the world you come from. And I don't think I've ever heard that term, a ghost town under snow. I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, there's some really, really powerful imagery. And it was interesting, if you guys missed the first few seconds, he explained exactly what the song was about. And he said, you know, I was stuck in Ottawa, you know, in the airport, just right. Kind of looking out this window, and I wrote this tune. And for me, it feels the same way, too. Some of the lyrics of the chorus, perched like a jay on the wire, true love is intertwined. And you kind of get this sense that he's missing someone, or he's longing for someone else or some other place. You know,
right.
You know what I mean?
The I think it's in the second chorus. Second verse, and we're going to hear it again in a minute. That other phrase, the last nail in the coffin of my remorse.
Oh, yeah. That hurts.
Yeah, really interesting. Again, just like what we just talked about, a shell that's empty inside.
Wow.
And
but he you're nailing it with that thing. You know, his guitar is so warm and inviting, though. That's where it becomes so interesting and intermingled in a lot of ways.
Well, let me ask you a question about the structure of the song, as far as coming from a songwriter's perspective. What is it that stands out to you about this song, other than just the feelings and all the, you know, touchy-feely stuff? let's talk about the techniques of it.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about this tune and we're talking about, you know, I specifically ask you, hey, John, how do you feel? And you're like, lonely. And then how does he do that? How does he capture that? I mean, because the tune's actually, you know, actually an uplifting chord progression. It's pretty poppy. It's, you know, it's got a very typical format. It's verse and a chorus and a verse and a chorus and a bridge and a chorus. But there's other things that he does. And any songwriters out there, I want you to take this note, because this is a really powerful one. Each verse in this tune focuses on a different place. So the first one opens up and it's all about Ottawa, you know, and we have these images that he specifically talks about, snow and drifting, you know, Ottawa night. And we kind of paint this picture of a very lonely place. But here's what's powerful about it. It's only about Ottawa. Okay. And then we get the chorus. We get the first chorus, which is perched like a jay on the wire. True love is intertwined. And then we get to the second verse, and here's where, you know, BR's songwriting techniques really stand out, is the second verse is only about New York. And the second verse starts off with, you know, 500 miles away, lying sleepless in New York. And so now you get, the second time we get to the chorus, it's as if it has a little more weight, because this is a guy that has now been in not one city lonely, but in two different cities, very lonely. And that's what I really love about it.
And some of the imagery, we talked about this before, some of the imagery is that even the two places are the birds on a wire,
right,
intertwined. And that can be quite devastating in the sense of, sorry about, we got a little bit of noise there in the background. We're working on that.
Well, it's basically, there's a guy who's mowing his lawn directly. he's in the room here with us.
It's a community affair.
John's shaving. You know.
I forgot to this morning. There we go. We took care of it. But it's going back, seriously, the two places are quite interesting. And we're going to talk more about this in some of his influencing songs that we talk about. But the idea of travel.
Yeah.
And how it can be lonely. And the breaking down of oneself can get to a very... scary place.
Let's take it to 25 seconds, and I want to just, this time when you guys listen to it, this is the second listen, we're going to dig in a little bit deeper. Listen this time to the first verse, we're going to get one chorus, and when we get to the second verse, just listen how specifically he describes the two different places. Again, this is B.R. Mackey.
Ontario nights had to pass me by so slow. You from my window, tales of a ghost town under snow. Down in raised by the moon. I follow the bloodline through the past. Am I drifting through this life like a ship without a mast? Perched like a chain.
That's a beautiful song.
Yeah, he does that last one, Coffin of My Remorse. That, every time I hear it, it kills me.
Yeah, you get sort of chills. You know what I mean?
he does a thing. He only does it for just a second in this one, and we're going to talk about this more in the dealing with the next song, and his second song is that little yelp that he does at the end. He's got a really fun sound that's playful, but. But again, it's the idea of doing two things at once, pulling away and pushing toward at the same time. And he really gets me with that.
So what we'd like to do now, you know, that we've met B.R. Mackey, we've listened to some of the music that he recorded at our home, and also we've kind of talked about Unit J high level and dug into this tune. Now we're going to just take a step back and talk about some influences. So whether BR was personally influenced by these people or not, we're not so sure. But when we heard his music and we chatted with him, these were people that came to mind. And I'm going to let John take off this first one.
This first one is kind of exactly what I was just talking about, this little yelp that he does. I'm not even going to attempt it because I can't do it as well as he does it. And it just reminded me instantly when I was researching his music the first time I heard it, it reminded me instantly of this song that I heard, and I actually heard it out of a film for the first time. The film is Grizzly Man. If you haven't seen that, you should.
I haven't seen it. It sounds amazing,
though. It is amazing. I won't even pump its tires. Just see it if you haven't. But there's a song in that film that Don Edwards does called Coyotes, and what drew me about it was that coyote yelp. But the more I listen to it, he kind of does the same thing of the thing that is going away, even though you want it to stay.
The story of the song.
So let's give that one a listen. It's kind of a country western song, and we'll see if you like it there.
Was a cowboy I knew in South Texas. His face was burnt deep by the sun. Part history, part sage, part Mexican. He was there when Pancho Villa was young. And he'd tell you a tale of the old days, when the country was wild all around. Sit out under the stars of the Milky Way and listen while the coyotes howl. And they go, woo, yep, woo, yep, woo. Hoodaloo, yep, woo, woo, woo. Woo, yep, woo, yep, woo. Hoodaloo, yep, woo, yep, woo. Now the longhorns are gone, and the drovers are gone. The Comanches are gone, and the outlaws are gone. Geronimo's gone, and Sam Bass is gone. And the lion is gone, and the red wolf is gone. Well, he cursed all the roads and the old men, and he cursed the automobile. Said this is no place for an hombre like I am, in this new world of asphalt and steel. Then he'd look off someplace in the distance at something only he could see. He'd say all that's left now of the old days, damned old coyotes. They go, hoo, yip, hoo, yip, hoo. Hoo, yip, hoo, hoo, hoo. Hoo, yip, hoo, yip, hoo. Hoo, yip, hoo, hoo. Now the longhorns are gone, and the drovers are gone, the Comanches are gone. The outlaws are gone, now Quantro's gone, Stanwante's gone, and the lion is gone, and the red wolf is gone. One morning they searched his adobe. He disappeared without even a word. But that night as the moon crossed the mountain, one more coyote was heard. And he'd go, hoo, yip, hoo, yip, hoo. Hoodaloo, yip, hoo, yip, hoo. Hoo, yip,
Don Edwards with Coyotes.
Man, that is a lovely song. Thanks for sharing.
Of course. He does have that that coyote yip down.
Ooh, yip. Ooh, yip. Ooh.
I wish I could do it like he could. Hey, if you guys are just joining us, we're about halfway point here. I just want to say that thank you to Radio Free Brooklyn for having us here. It's a little Sunday afternoon session. This slot is going to be a weekly wild card, if you'll say it that way, and we're very, very glad to be a part of this station and a part of this show.
You're listening to Sketching the Song with Drew and John. We'll be here the third Sunday of every month, and basically we're playing music that we recorded in our loft called Unit J Bushwick, and we're talking about some of those songs, and we're talking about the songwriters that wrote them.
Today, our focus is on B.R. Mackey. Let's listen to one more song here that you, Drew, have picked as a another similar sound. It's going to come from an artist that you all know, but we're going to talk more about how it might influence BR, how the sounds might be a little bit the same.
Right. When you had a conversation with BR, when I heard his tunes, especially the low baritone voice and this kind of songs about places, immediately I thought of Nebraska, which is, you know, a very famous Bruce Springsteen record. If anyone doesn't know it, you should just jump off a bridge and don't ever call yourself a human being.
Damn.
I'm kidding. But there's actually, I listened to that and I couldn't find a tune off that record that reminded me exactly of this tune by B.R. Mackey. But there's another Bruce Springsteen song that came to mind, and it's called Reno. And if any Bruce Springsteen tunes fans are out there, this is actually off a record called Devils and Dust. And this song, I'm not going to give the story away yet, but it's also about a place. So we talked a lot about B.R.'s tunes being about places. This one is about Reno. And let's check it out now.
She took off her stockings. I held in my face. She had to anchor. I felt filled with grace. $200 straight in, $50 up, yeah. She smiled and said, she unbuckled my bed, back of there, sat in front of me on the bed. She said, honey, how's that feel? Go slow. My eyes drifted out the window, down to the road below. Felt my stomach tighten. The sun bloodied the sky. Slice of hotel blind. I closed my eyes. Sunlight on the amethyst lawn. Sunlight streamed through your hair. If I hit the dust leaf, smell of my college failure. We rolled down. Down the cool rivers of green, show a wooden smile coming out beneath your head. It's a light every day. Smile every day. Never quiet enough here. Even I'm hearing the song. Sweaty fingers slipped inside, crawled over me on the bed. She poured me in the whiskey, said, "This is the best you ever had." We laughed and made a toast. It wasn't the best I ever had. Not even close.
Was Bruce Springsteen.
Reno, yeah, that's a fun song.
Beautiful song.
When I say fun, I mean part of me wishes I had lived it.
Well, I didn't want to give the story away, so if anyone is there, anyone out there listening, you know, I apologize if it offended you in some way, but it is essentially about a guy somewhere in a little dusty town who is paying for sex. You know, he is with a woman of the night.
Absolutely.
But what's powerful about it, and here's what resonates with me and reminds me a little bit of this B.R. Maggie tune we're talking about, is that although he's with this gal who is obviously very talented and beautiful, he's thinking about somewhere else, some other place. And there's some lines, if you guys didn't catch them, that are just so beautiful. You know, there's some descriptions about her taking off her clothes and he lays down on the bed. And then he says, my eyes drifted out the window and down to the streets below. It's like, even though this woman's giving him so much attention, he can't even be bothered with it. He's just looking down on the street where there's a smell of hot garbage and this all of these images of Reno. It's just really powerful.
Wanting to be somewhere else.
Wanting to be somewhere else. And that really, really resonates with me. And then the last thing that one of my favorite things that he does in this tune is the last few lines, which really sort of sums the whole thing up. And he says, you know, after they've finished together, you know, honey, how's that feel? You want me to go slow? They wrap up and she says, hey, pours him some whiskey. And she says, here's to the best you've ever had. And he says, well, wasn't the best I've ever had. Not even close. And it just is like, ugh. Man, it hurt because it's like now he's back in his real life. He's got to deal with the fact that whoever this other person is, she's gone and he's not going to have her again.
Yeah, and not coming back soon. The thing that stands out to me, and this is kind of changing gears, and it's going to play into BR's next song. Bruce in that song, now, Bruce has a lot of different sounds. The man is a legend. You can't describe the guy.
He's a genius.
Yes. But when he's on those slower songs where it's a singer-songwriter type thing, he's got that really nasal, forward baritone voice. And BR's exactly. Got that same type of feel, and he does it very well, and he does it very well live, just like Bruce does. But one of the things that happens in that song that is going to happen also that BR does well live is this creation of an almost atmospheric sound.
Wow.
That maintains throughout. And Bruce does it in that one through the strings. Mm-hmm. It's something always humming. It's like this all-encompassing little bit of comfort that keeps you going the whole time. And it's a little bit ominous, but also a little bit warm. Mm-hmm. And BR really does that a lot live with his own guitar.
Yep.
And I really want to get into that next song because he does it really well, especially toward the end, and I'm excited to hear it. I think this is one of your favorite songs of his.
Right. This is a good segue into playing one more tune from the artist, you know. So if you're just tuning in, all the music you're hearing was recorded live at our loft in our collective art space called Unit J. And this is an artist named B.R. Mackey. And we're going to listen to another one of his tunes. This one is called Magician's Assistant. And just like before, we'll take an initial first listen and then kind of dive deeper. Let's check that out now.
Thank you.
the magician's a master at concealing all within. His flashy show, just a distraction, all the while I'm waiting in the wing, watching a man become as phony as his act, while the audience applauds. For he knows there's no such thing as magic, and I'll be right back with him just as soon as the crowds are gone.
I really love the way he ends that song.
It's creepy.
Yeah, let's talk. Well, first of all, let's just talk about the idea of the song, Magician's Assistant.
Yeah.
It's I got to say, I've never heard a song like that. What really strikes me about this song is the change that happens, though. And I think for me, the crux of it happens in that second verse. Watching a man become as phony as his act is quite disheartening.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like somebody who has gone into a field that they were excited about and thought it was going to be one thing, and then it all changes. And it doesn't quite go the way you think it would. You know, there's no such thing as magic. And that revelation is goddamn depressing.
For me, when I listen to the tune, you know, I feel a little incomplete. I feel a little hollow, and the tune leaves me wanting more, and the tune leaves me feeling just a little icky.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that same feeling?
Definitely. I mean, I think that's what why I find that particular lyric to be the most poignant of the whole song, because it's like growing up. You know, you learn all the stuff, Easter and Christmas and blah 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 blah, and then you get a little older and it's like, oh yeah, that's not true,
right?
You know, but here's history and all that, and you know, you learn that in high school and all that, and then you get to college and you're like, oh yeah, that's all bullshit as well. And it's like, you know, as you continue down your path, you just learn more and more about, like, oh fuck, that's not what I
it's
thought
it's all
it was
a lie.
Like. Yeah. And this song really does kind of encapsulate that feeling for me.
And there's some technique techniques, you know, as a songwriter that he uses to make you feel a little bit let down. And I don't know if he did it on purpose or it's still a work in progress or what, but I'm going to talk about a couple of those. One, which you may not have noticed, but you could feel, is that the song has no chorus.
Right.
So, you know, we are kind of socialized to listen to songs in a certain format. That last tune we heard, and also the Bob Dylan, the Bruce Springsteen tune, it's verse, chorus, verse, chorus. You know, we hear the verse, we go to a chorus. And the whole concept of the chorus, it's a big melody, something you can sing. This doesn't have that. You know, it's just a verse and then a music break, and then a verse and then a music break, and that's it. You know, that's all we get. So we are left there just with, on the tips of our fingers, the part of a story. We don't know what happens.
Do you find, from a songwriter's perspective, do you think that is a difficult thing to accomplish?
Yeah, it totally is. And it, to make people feel a certain way is the whole goal of the tune. And if you are able to make people feel like they want more, you know, then I think your message comes across. Now, if he wanted this to be some kind of a political jab, or maybe there's some other subtle thing I'm supposed to get, then I didn't really get that. You know, I sense the magician thing, and he uses a similar trick here, which I think is neat. And if there's any songwriters out there, definitely take note of this. The first one, this is called changing perspectives. So instead of changing locations, the first one is through the perspective, first verse is through the perspective of the magician's assistant. And we get words like squeezed inside a box, illusion that I'm gone, my body is contorted. You know, so you see this person that's in agony and is certainly not in a comfortable place. And then the second verse changes perspectives, and it focuses only on the magician. And we have very different language. Magician's a master. You know, I'm waiting in the wings. The audience is applauding. So these are very different perspectives, and he's done such a fantastic job of crafting those two personalities separately.
Now, what he does musically, outside of the lyrics in the song, which he does a lot of live, is the looping. He does his guitar looping.
Yep.
Now, this is something I don't know a lot about, but I find it really, really interesting, and it kind of echoes back to what I was talking about with the Reno song, is he creates this world. It's very ethereal, and it's almost like you're in the womb, and it just keeps going because it's a nice little warm place you can live, but you know, just outside of it, it gets crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps you right on that loop. What I want to know is, talk to me a little bit about how he makes those sounds technically, because I don't know anything about pedals.
Yeah, I got the chance to chat with him a little bit, and I saw his pedal rig, and I have some ideas. I mean, I don't know the exact effect he's using, but essentially he's using a delay, which allows you to record yourself. So he's playing with a recording of himself just a few seconds off. So when he hits the note, bum, it repeats the note, bum, 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 bum.
Okay.
And what he's using to make that warm sound, what you're calling ethereal, is that he's actually modifying the repeats so that they don't have as much high frequencies. They're more low frequencies, and it sounds like this. Bum, boom, boom, boom. You know, so they're kind of rolled off, and so it sounds like you're in an echo chamber, or you're in a gymnasium, and you're in this place that has this warm resonance where the high frequencies are disappearing. And to be honest, he uses it really effectively.
How difficult is it to do that live?
It's actually tricky, because as soon as you're playing with a recording of yourself that has a tempo, as soon as if you speed up, you're ahead of yourself, you know, and if you slow down, you're behind yourself, and it can really throw you off. It could be quite jarring to the audience, and it can sound weird. So as soon as you're playing with something that's rhythmic, your internal metronome as a musician has to be very strong.
Well, he's nailed it. Is there the sounds you were talking about that he creates, is there a particular brand of pedal or anything like that?
I can't remember what I think he has an Electro-Harmonix pedal and a couple of other delay pedals. I don't know the exact one that he has, but I think there's a great example of it. Or if you guys are like, what the hell is freaking Joker's talking about? Let's cue it up to 415 and just listen to the world that he's creating. Even though he's playing an acoustic guitar, you start to kind of drift off, and this adds to that feeling that we're talking about of feeling incomplete.
Thank you.
Yeah, the hangout, the echo at the end, it really does. It you nailed that. It doesn't actually end. It just goes off into the ether
forever. It gives you this feeling like the person that's playing music for you just walked into a cavern and continues to walk away into the shadows, you know, forever.
Yeah, it's really fun. We've got way more stuff of B.R. Mackey. He just had an album come out. If you guys have enjoyed what you heard, check his stuff out online, brmackey.com. What's the name of the album again?
In Folkadelic Country.
In Folkadelic Country. It came out on May 1st, so go pick that up, please, and go see B.
Go see the B. And if you liked other stuff like what we were talking about, or you're curious about our space, check out unitjbushwick.com. And we'd also like to thank our hosts here, Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a wonderful first show. I've enjoyed it. Have you?
It's better than getting your wisdom teeth out.
I would agree with that. We're going to come back every third Sunday of the month, 4 o'clock, and bring you more and more artists that come and play for us.
Absolutely. So our whole goal here is to just have a filter to bring all this fantastic live music that's happening at Unit J Bushwick and bring it out to you guys and let you check it out, and we can all talk about it and listen to it.
Well, Drew, it's been fun hanging out with you.
Thanks, John. Let's take them out with the song that we brought him in on.
You got it, bud. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you have a great Sunday afternoon.
That's all I got.